This week's recording is a discussion rather than a sermon, so you'll hear some silence throughout. We invite you to consider your own thoughts to the discussion questions as you sit with the silence.
And last week, Dave preached on Galatians 5, verses 13 through 15. So we'll be discussing those three verses today. Just as it's important to consider the original context of a passage of Scripture, who wrote it? Who was it written to? What time period was it written? What physical location was it written? It's also worthwhile to consider the context of the hearing of the Scripture as well. And we do this not just to discern how we might apply the Scripture in our own time and place, but also to acknowledge the ways that our location, our cultural moment, our values, our practices impact how we show up to the Scripture, how we're making observations, and how we're interpreting it. And so for the 40-day season of Lent, the journey towards Good Friday and Easter Sunday, we've been participating in the church-wide digital fast, as we just talked about. We've been moving through a guided journey to intentionally lower and decrease the noise and the digital distraction in our lives and deliberately grow our attentiveness to God's presence, God's activity, God's voice. So it's with an acknowledgement of our location as pilgrims on this Lenten digital fast journey that we show up to our discussion today, to our reading, and to our dialogue of Galatians. For the past few weeks of the digital fast, the concepts of freedom and desire that Paul has emphasized over and over in Galatians aren't just theoretical. We've experienced them in embodied ways. So let's process that together as we reflect on God's word. If you haven't been part of our digital fast, please still participate in our dialogue today. We all live in a tech-inundated time and place, and so we're all being increasingly formed and shaped by our devices, by advertising and capitalism that propels a tech-dependent world, by the accessibility of information, the bombardment of notifications, by the ability to be constantly reachable. All of these things impact us on a day-to-day basis. And so whatever your relationship with digital devices or technology, we would love to hear your thoughts in today's discussion. First, let's refresh our memory for this week's passage. You can read along in your bulletin if you want to. This is from Galatians 5, verses 13 through 15. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. As I was reflecting on this, I was reminded of a passage that I very few sermons that I've heard in my life really stick with me for years and years. I'm sorry, Dave. But I think that's true for most of us. But one that really sticks with me is from college. And it was, a sermon that was preached on this passage in 1 Corinthians 10 that says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. And especially in college, that was like, oh, okay. All things are accessible to me, but maybe not everything is good for me or helpful for me or for my neighbor. And so I think this phrase as freedom as opportunity for the flesh that Paul uses in Galatians 5 really reminded me of that, of kind of I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for me. So I'm curious to hear, how has the digital fast kind of awakened or reminded you of the ways that our digital age and our attachment to devices can encourage humans to use freedom as an opportunity for the flesh? you would like me to repeat the question, I'm happy to do that at any time.
Yes.
How has the digital fast awakened or reminded you of the ways that our digital age and attachment to devices can encourage humans to use freedom as an opportunity for the flesh? Yeah, it kind of reminds us of our fragility. Yeah, thanks everybody. Paul talks a lot in Galatians about freedom, even in just these three verses. How have limits, which we often think is maybe the opposite of freedom, how have limits during the digital fast led you to actually feel more free? Have you grown to receive and maybe even love the gift of limits?
I struggle, I have a lot of things that I do that I want to do.
How have limits during the digital fast led you to feel more free? Have you grown to receive and maybe even love the gift of limits? Yeah, it sounds like there's a freedom too. You're finding a freedom to listen to calling. You're finding a freedom to like listen to God's invitations, maybe similar to Carly's, like listening to the prompting of the Spirit or spontaneity. A freedom to, as Vicky saying, was like kind of reflect on like, oh, actually, what have I discerned from God of like how I actually want to be spending my time or how I want to be stewarding my giftings. Dave mentioned last week from Exodus 4:23, God says that there is a freedom for serving God. Like that people, the Israelites, the Hebrew people were not just freed from slavery in Egypt to then just wander in the wilderness, but they were freed for loving and serving God. And so, yeah, I'm curious to hear how have you been freed up to be drawn towards God specifically and to enjoy God the past few weeks?
Thank you.
like giving us a false sense of capacity. Yeah, that's good. We have one more question, and yeah, it's actually kind of the end thing that Paul is trying to say. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. One of the commentators that we've been hearing a bit from in Galatians, Thomas Schreiner, says, freedom manifests itself as love, as a desire to fulfill the needs of others. So we're not serving others as a way of earning God's love or performing, but as a response to God's love for us. And so during the digital fast, I would love to hear how your time, your attention, your emotional capacity has been freed up for loving others. Thanks, everybody, for sharing. I wish we could talk about this for another hour. In our community groups this week, we'll be having more discussion about how it's going, which is something to look forward to. Even if you didn't share audibly this morning, I'm grateful for your presence. Yeah, I'm just so glad to be on this journey together. It's just really, really helpful to have the gift that God has given us of being the church, of being the body together. We need each other. So thank you for being part of this. Yeah, let me pray for us this morning as we head into communion. God, we are grateful that you hold all things together. Only you are God. Only you are perfectly good. Only you are in control. Only you see all things and know all things. And so we confess through our fasting and through our dialogue today that we are frail and fragile and sometimes feel like we're falling apart. And so we have to depend on you. Help us this week, the next 4 weeks that we have left until Easter, to receive having to depend on you as a gift, as a joy, rather than something that we dread or something that we resent. Help us to receive having to depend on each other as something that is good news. Help us receive not being as full of capacity as our tech addictions would lead us to believe, as something that is also good news, that you have given us the gift of limits for our good and for your glory. And so, yeah, we are grateful for this opportunity to fast. We're grateful for the season of Lent that reminds us of our need for you and for the good news of Jesus dying on the cross and being resurrected to bring us freedom and life. I thank you for this community of people and their willingness to do things that are hard with the knowledge or the faith that you are empowering us through your Spirit and that you are equipping us and encouraging us as a community to journey with each other. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.